Miss Magdalene, Magdalene Crawford, Crawford, 715. 53. Ms. Crawford, this is a face-to-face evaluation for today's date, which is the 25th. She's my 69-year-old woman, currently in hospice with end-stage COPD /CHF, period. Nipiragraf patient has had a very hard go of it. Recently, her blood pressure shot up to 200 over 130. Patient has been switched to clonidine. Most of the blood pressure medication she was taking was causing severe edema, period. Clonidine and hydralazine seem to be doing a good job at this time. She's actually smiling today. Her pain is better controlled. Her anxiety is better controlled with the medication, period. Nipiragraf, her blood pressure has actually responded to treatment. She does have some swelling in her lower extremity that she's concerned about, but I explained to her that's part of her core pulmonal and right-sided heart failure for her because of her CHF and severe COPD, period. Nipiragraf, she's still smoking, but not as much. Not as much. On oxygen, no oxygen? She's got the nebulizer that she uses four times a day. She was on oxygen at one time because it had to be discontinued because of the swelling. Another reason the swelling is because of oxygen. If we put her on oxygen, the swelling will definitely improve, but at this time we're going to stay off of it, period. Nipiragraf, since last visit, her blood pressure has been very very labile, which is improved now. Nausea and vomiting has been an issue, which is improved. Shortness of breath, still a problem. Patient is able to ambulate only within a few feet in her house, becomes very short of breath with ambulation. Patient requires ADL help and requires a hospice nurse to help with medication, both for anxiety, for pain, and for breathing treatments, period. Nipiragraf, patient is showing definite regression of her disease and worsening of her symptoms associated with end-stage COPD/CHF. Expected to live less than 6 months and hospice appropriate. Thank you.